Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
All right, let's go. This is Thunder and Lightning live post-game here at Davis Wade Stadium. I'm Brian Haydad. We are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle area or if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. Sam Sharma is right on the money there. A correct score prediction by Robbie Falk. 38-10 is the final. State gets the cover with a, I won't say dominant, but a really good second half performance after a pretty sloppy first half. And honestly, a pretty sloppy game for Mississippi State today. Chapin, 12 of 20 for 160 yards. Got a lot of those passing yards on a late, long pass to Anthony Evans. State ran the ball relatively effectively today. Fluff Bothwell, over 100 yards, first time this year. But 11 penalties for 104 yards for Mississippi State. That is a number that, you know, that penalty stat has plagued Mississippi State all season long. But today, it's not an issue. And I will say this, that for me, to watch Mississippi State play a C-plus, C, maybe even a D kind of game, and still win by 28 points, that's encouraging to me. There's some things that, you know, aren't encouraging about what happened today, but there are also some things that are encouraging, and I think that is definitely one of them, to watch State not play its best football game and yet win the game easily. That to me is a great thing. PK says penalties will kill us going forward. You're not wrong. I mean, they've got to clean that. Hey Brian, Rob Hadaway, how can you get called for holding on a punt return where the ball was fair caught? If you hold prior to the signal or even during, you're not allowed to hold, so it doesn't matter. We crack top 25. So Auburn lost to we talked about this on the show, right? Michigan beats Nebraska. They're staying in the poll. Auburn loses. Close game, but they gave up 11 sacks. They might drop out. They might drop out. Missouri and South Carolina going on as we speak. If Mizzou loses, I mean, it could go either way. They could jump South Carolina back in. I'm going to say State not ranked when we get that. And that's a good point. That's a good point there, Rob, that nobody voting has watched this game. Like, there's not a Mississippi voter this year, I don't believe. So nobody watched the game, and it's just going to be, oh, State won easily. Okay, move it. Drew Hutchins, you got to get Gaten some more touches. I thought he was outstanding for Mississippi State today. He is a player who can give State something they don't have. And it's a little running game. 4 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. Should have really been 3 carries for 46 yards and a touchdown, but you take what you can get. Don Booth, 7 carries for 22 yards. Not his best day. He did have a long run erased on a penalty play. State finally, you know, when State hired Jeff Lebby, there was a lot of talk from the Oklahoma fans. They called him Jet Lebby for all the jet sweeps. We didn't really see that until today, and then you saw it a couple times. Brennan Thompson with a rushing touchdown in the first quarter. I agree with Sam here that Camario needs to be more sure. Third and one needs to be bring him in. Same thing that Florida did with Tebow. Same thing that State kind of did with Dak. You know, I guess the difference is in this day and age that, you know, does redshirting really make a difference? Say not. If Camario Taylor is going to be what we think he can be for Mississippi State, I'm trying to get this headset on right. It doesn't want to work for me. my head, it's too big. It doesn't matter. So just go ahead and get him in there. Been holding the ball way too long. Shapen, a couple of the sacks today were on Shapen for sure. He also, kind of an interesting situation. He had two or three passes that he absolutely airmailed, just overthrew them. And then later in the game, he's got Brennan Thompson wide open and it hits him in the hands, but he has to dive for it. And it's like, that's a guy you can give a little bit more air to. So I don't know. Will redshirting even exist in 4 years, Rob Hadaway? That's a great question. It may not. And if that's the case, you know, who cares? All I would say is this. If you feel that Kamario Taylor can win one game for you, you should play him and not worry about redshirting him. Simple as that. This game and the USM game, Tale of Two Halves, confuses me, but I am a simple caveman. I'm just a caveman. These LED lights, they confuse me. State has yet to play, like, other than Alcorn, and we're not going to count that, hasn't played a complete game this year. You know, great second half against Southern Mississippi, but the first half was awful. Great first half against Arizona State. They had to hold on for dear life there in the second half and come back. And then today, first half, just really sloppy, 14-10, but then you outscore them, you know, 24-0 in the second half. And on paper is an easy win. Was it an easy win? If you watch the game, you know that. I'll say this, too, about Northern Illinois. What Jeff Lebby talked about in his Monday press conference was completely accurate. That is a very physical football team. Defensively, I think they're pretty good. You know, they gave up 38 points today, but only 452 yards. And State, you know, possessed the ball so much. I just thought that they were good. I thought they played hard. I thought their running game was very physical. That's a team. I don't know what their situation is going to be the rest of the year. I'm not going to come on here and tell you, oh, they're surely going to be the MAC champion, because I would have said that last year about Toledo, and they did not win the MAC. Toledo lost today, by the way. Ha! Take that, Rockets. See you, Hunter. No, I didn't leave you hanging. Don't leave me hanging. All right. But I think this Northern Illinois team could win some games this year, so we'll just say that. Sam Sharma, our biggest weakness is run defense. Today, and it was against Arizona State, too. I think you're missing Will Whitson. Somebody in the chat said that a few minutes ago. That's certainly a concern there. We'll see. Please just give me six wins. That's all I ask. When you watch around the league today, and we'll talk about some of the games that have already happened, but I feel good about State's chances to get to six wins. Now, they got four. They just need two more. I feel pretty confident that they can get there. We shall see. Just looking at, I'm trying to see if anything else stands out to me from a statistical standpoint. Shapen just not sharp today. Just, you know, and I think you have a lot of, and Steven Sprawberry says it right there, and still covered. Never mind. They scored. They don't want too much. Tyler Summerall, do they announce attendance? We don't do that here. We don't play that game. That they were just sloppy. They weren't crisp. Special teams were a big issue today. We'll probably be hearing about special teams on the next Thunder and Lightning, if you know what I'm saying there. You know, the punting issue, I know a lot of you have already mentioned it in the chat. You have Nate Tice, who just hasn't punted well, and then you bring in Ethan Pulliam, and the ball just explodes off his foot. You got to stop with this rotating. You want to rotate Bothwell and Booth? Fine, I understand that. The punting situation just needs to be locked in as Ethan Pulliam, you know. He's the guy there for sure. Doesn't feel like the offense had any flow. Should have been easier. I agree, especially in the first half. I thought in the second half they found a little bit of flow. They were able to run the ball. So 5K in the stands next week. More. Six. They'd be close to a hard sellout. Be well over 60, I think. Marcus Gray. I kind of thought Lebby was trying to call a conservative game. Be trying to bait Tennessee into something. Or you could look at it the other way, Marcus, and say, you know, maybe he wasn't trying to put anything on film. I feel like State's been relatively bland on offense in all four games. You know, they take the deep shots down the field, but other than the first game, let me see the, I got to go back and look. State has had long touchdowns in every game today, 10 yard, 1 yard. Yeah. State with no explosive touchdowns today, only a few explosive plays, no explosive touchdowns today. Rob, how do you not notice there's two different punters? When I tell you that they're gotta be politically correct here, but when I tell you there's a difference in them, and it's not that one of them's right footed and one of them's left footed, it's really noticeable, Rob. It's really noticeable. penalties for both teams. Northern Illinois game, 11 penalties for 104. Northern Illinois, 5 for 50. I give Northern Illinois a lot of credit, other than that one interception, which, by the way, shout out to Isaac Smith. We've been talking about it for quite some time. First career interception today for the Bulldogs safety, who was playing safety in that particular instance. And I thought that was a really big play for Mississippi State. State's come out second half. They drive down the field, make it 21-10. Okay, let's get that done. Very funny, Shane Bills. Very funny. I laughed. Then Northern Illinois drives it right back down the field. They're going to score, make it, you know, keep the game interesting. And then you get the interception there. And from there, you're just in complete control. So that's a really good setup for Mississippi State. Good student crowd to start the game, I will say that. The students have basically for the last 2-3 years have just been really, really good. And I tell you, I think that, you know, they deserve a lot of credit. They are creating a great atmosphere, and the atmosphere this week, this upcoming week, will be great. Dale Young, your thoughts on the offensive and defensive lines? Need to get better quick, or am I missing something? No, Dale, you're right on the money. Offensive line early in the game, unable to sort of impose its will. Defensive line early in the game, Northern Illinois was having a good bit of success running the football. The pass rush is still not quite where you want it. You just have to kind of, you know, you're pinning some hopes on the idea that State's been vanilla in these first four games. Sam Sharma, win total prediction if we beat Tennessee. If State beats Tennessee, that's 5. I'm going to have to jump on the Sotex dog bandwagon there and say 8. If they can beat Tennessee, I would think they'd beat Florida and Arkansas. And then, I mean, at that point, are they not going to be favored in the Egg Bowl? So I would, if they can beat Tennessee, 8 is probably where it's going to be for them in that one. We shall see. Justin East Estel, Gayton does look like he does. Every time he has gotten the ball, he has looked like a guy who can make a difference for Mississippi State. I don't think Kamari Taylor needs to start at this point. This is Zachary Cooey. But at this point, as long as State keeps winning, they should utilize him in key situations like that, 4th and 1. Yes, State should do with Taylor what Florida did with Tebow. 4th and 1, 3rd and 1, bring him out there. No, nobody's stopping that guy barreling through the line of scrimmage, right? It's just not happening. Keith Quinn says the same thing. No more packages, or need more packages with Taylor. You got to use him more regularly, you know? And that's saying, you know, Fluff Bothwell is a really good running back and who can do things in short yardage for you. Well, State should be better in short yardage than they are. I'll just say that. So they just a really, I mean, it's just an easy, it ended up being an easy win. It looks a lot easier on paper than it is. Good win for Mississippi State. Let's take at the SEC scoreboard. The up, you know, I took, on Sports Talk Mississippi, I took Memphis and the points. I thought the game would be close. I could not have imagined that Arkansas would give it away for a second weekend in a row. Goodness gracious, 32-31. In a year where there's a lot of coaches on the hot seat, Pittman's right up there with them. They have Notre Dame Saturday. They host Notre Dame, so that's going to be a not a great one there for the Hogs. Tennessee wins easily, doesn't cover. 56-24 over UAB. We'll see them here next week. Oklahoma 24-17. It was 6.5. The safety covered. Oh no! 11 sacks for the Sooners. They put Jackson Arnold in like 5 shades of hell today and get the win 24-17. They're undefeated. They are on a path now to the college football playoff. They just need to take care of their business, and they should be okay. We'll see how it goes for them. Coming up all over Tulane, Michael Borky's executive lock of the week is a winner. 45-10, the final score there. South Carolina, Missouri underway. And let me see if I can get a score on that from our friends at CBS Sports. 7-0 Tigers early in the second quarter. So we'll see where that goes. Later tonight, Miami hosting Florida, Vanderbilt against Georgia State, Texas hosting Sam Houston State. Most interesting result of the day isn't Arkansas. It's Oklahoma-Auburn, because the winner of that game was going to be on the right path. And instead, not so much now for Auburn. For Oklahoma, though, I don't have their schedule in front of me. I think they have – I forget who they have next week, but they play – when State's on the bye, they play Texas. So we're going to be like, State's got to be ranked. I don't – and Jason Gault asked me, what are they – I don't know. You know, Auburn probably drops out. you might need Missouri to win at this point and get them up a couple of spots. And we'll see. I don't know. I'm getting a text from Michael Borky. Let's see what he's got to say. We'll talk about it here. Okay, that's – yeah, well, never mind. It's irrelevant to our discussion. We shouldn't be ranked, never play well. Sam, we got to get past that mentality, Sam. Sam, State wants to be number one in the nation. Number one in the nation. You don't want to play that whole, I'd rather be under the radar. No, I'd rather be number one in the nation. You got to have that mentality. Adam Toomey, who is the tight end number 39? We're pretty sure that's Max Reese. Reese and Stonka Burns, I'd have the same number. They're both five. And I think they're just trying to make sure that they don't run any problems there. How many picks does Lagway throw tonight? He might be good for a couple. We should see. Jimmy Griffin, Missouri is a lot more solid than I thought they'd be. They're very good. They're a very good football team. Can you make it to the national championship unranked? No, you cannot. I was trying to think of a group of six team could do it. You cannot because it's the highest rated group of six champions. So, no, you can't do it, Rob. But, there you go. Who is our Stones Jewelers jewel of the game, diamond of the game? Since 1976, Stones Jewelers has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street, Stones Jewelers, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. That's a great Bulldog-run business. And the holidays, guys, it is September the 20th, all right? It's time to start thinking about the holidays a little bit for Christmas. For that special someone, go see my friends at Stones Jewelers. Make sure you tell them that Brian Adat sent you. I promise you they will be delighted. They love me there at Stones. I'm going to go with Fluff Bothwell. 17 carries for 101 yards for him. First 100-yard game of the year. Two catches for 10 yards. Just looks like an SEC running back, breaking tackles. Nothing against Devon Booth. He just hasn't gotten off to a strong start. Remember, though, that Booth did not get off to a strong start last season, so I'm willing to let him ride a little longer. But Bothwell, really, really good today for Mississippi State, so we're going to go with him as well. What's for dinner tonight? I don't know. Robbie and I are talking about recording tonight, so I still won't put it up until tomorrow because I want to let the I don't want to work after I get out of here. I'll be totally honest with you. We got football, we got wrestling, we got all sorts of good stuff going on. So we'll see. But as far as dinner tonight, I don't know. I have to figure that out. So, hey, real quick, I want to throw a shout out here to if you're a longtime Thunder and Lightning or B&B show listener, especially, you might remember this name, Corey Pilkington. He used to be awful, just with tweeting the most mean spirited things about Robbie, and then Joel, and of course Bob back in the day. But he's become a pretty I'm going to show you something here that he sent me that he makes. He makes these, and if you're interested, I'm going to tell you how to get one. He sent me this custom-made Mississippi State-themed watch. This is the 2013 watch. It's maroon with gold trim, and he makes these. If you want to check him out on Instagram, it's at Hive Time. He custom makes watches. If you're a State fan, he's got plenty of maroon and white options, but if you're a fan of another school, he's got you covered as well. So check him out, Corey Pilkington. What a great guy. So, and this is a cool watch. I've never owned a watch like this, but I really like it. Let's see what else we got. Andy Carroll got to be better next week. I mean, that's an understatement. You can't play the way you played today and expect to win or even be close next week. This effort next week, you lose by 35 plus points. Bothwell and Gaten should be the main two. But Keith, I see what you're saying, but I think Devon Booth is a talent. To ride it, Devon Booth. I know the talent is there for sure. Three straight negative plays for Florida's offense to start the game. No shot Napier makes it to next week. I'm sorry, MSU week. Linton Gilmer, I disagree. Florida, they have a bye week this week. I don't think they do it here. I just don't think they do it here. I think his last game is against Mississippi State. I absolutely do believe that. Did Lanier come back in the game? He did. He did play in the game. Russell Thomas, Tennessee prediction. Not Russell. Russell. We do predictions on Friday, Russell. We're not doing that. No, well, you got to wait. I'm not giving that one away here on a Saturday evening in Davis Wade Stadium. You'll have to wait that one out. The penalties can absolutely be coached. You're correct. I mean, that is a coaching issue, and that's what's frustrating. Is they absolutely can be coached out, and you've got to do that. And that was a problem that that Joe Moorhead had, and so you'll see what they do. If they fire Napier today, they risk they're losing the roster to red shirts and transfers. Great point, Coy Van. Great point. If they fire him today, everybody can – it's four games. You can get out of there and keep your red shirt. You keep him, and that's a good point. Did Manning come back in? I don't think he came back in after the second injury, so we shall see. Get anything out of Aiden? Aiden Williams, we'll see. He had a catch today, but, you know, they like Mosley in there. You know, if he's your third or fourth guy, I don't have a problem with that. Mullen back to Florida. By the way, my executive lock of the week, it took some doing. It took some sweating. But UNLV minus two, cash it. Dan Mullen back to Florida, asked Sam Sharma. I don't think he would want to go back. I don't think he would go back to Florida. He would come back here before he would go back to Florida. I don't have any question about that, in my opinion. Dale Young, we definitely have skill players. State's got talented skill players. They just need to be a little bit better up front on both sides of the ball. If they could be both sides of the ball better, you got something there. This team is good enough to win six games the way it's currently constructed because Arkansas can't stop anybody, and I don't think Florida is going to still be in the mood to play football when we get to that game in Gainesville later. Mullen would kill at Virginia Tech. I disagree. I think 10 years ago, yeah. Now, it's just so different. It's just so different. I don't think that Virginia Tech wants to get in the thing. Shape and not athletic enough to beat Tennessee, need to start Taylor. You can't throw the freshman into that situation. No chance. Shapen is going to start that game. No, just get that thought out of your head, Daniel Lindsay. There's a 0% chance of that. Defensive line is better than we give them credit for. They aren't elite, but they're not bad. Yeah, they're average. They're an average. But the thing about that is, think about last year. They were so bad that a jump to average is a huge jump, a massive jump. They're playing real. Look, at the end of the day, State today, how many yards did they? 267, which is about, I believe that's exactly what they're giving up per game as it is. So they're just going to be right there in the middle of the SEC going into next week. I mean, they are defensively, they're fine. They're fine. They're good enough defensively. They need to be a little better offensively, and they'll figure it out. How about North Carolina? Oh, well, who could have guessed that was going to happen? I don't know. Can I get an average pass rush? That would be nice. They need to be a little bit better. But that's, you know, some of that's on the linebackers as well. You need a little bit more from the jack position. But they do need to be a little bit better at rushing. But that being said, I thought against Arizona State, they rushed the passer okay. They had a couple of sacks. They forced Leavitt out of the pocket quite a bit. So we'll see. All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Thunder and Lightning tomorrow. I'll have it up relatively early for you. Tomorrow, Lebby press conference on Tuesday. We're going to keep – oh, I'll tell Robbie this. We're going to keep the rumblings where they were. We talked about moving them, but the SEC announced they will not announce the new schedule opponents and the permanents and all that until 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. So we'll just let the rumblings happen on our Tuesday for Wednesday, and we'll come back and deal that with that on Wednesday for Thursday, and then we'll have 3 P's on Friday. We'll have plenty of Tennessee preview. Don't worry about that. Miami already scored. It is what it is. All right, guys, always appreciate you tuning in, and I'll talk to you again very soon. This is Thunder and Lightning Live Post Game, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.